Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Second hour, DDC, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here on this Friday. Hope you're having a good day thus far. Tell us on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, the most famous person you ever met. Eric in Bellevue tells us Hal Gill was the most famous person he ever met. That's cool, Eric, but you might want to get out a little bit more. I mean, we love Skillsy, but...
Well, Hal Gill...
That's the most famous person you've ever met?
I want to know what Hal Gill's answer would be, because Hal knows everybody.
Well...
And he's not afraid to name drop, as Chris Mason is also willing to remind him at all costs.
He can name drop with the best, but, you know, it's legit. When you can do it, do it.
Yeah.
Let's bring in our man, Brooks Bratton. Let's find out the most famous person he ever met.
And don't say Hal Gill.
Please refrain from saying Hal Gill.
It's definitely not Hal Gill. I'm trying to think, guys. Thanks for having me, by the way. No, I don't. I've met a lot of players over the years, obviously. I don't know if that's a really good question. I mean, can I say Pekka? Like, is that too easy of an answer? Like,
that's too
famous,
easy.
Though.
You got to do better than that. You got to do better. You like outside the box. Like, have you met like a big actor or a big musician?
Like, did you ever meet any of the anthem singers, Brooks, when they came through for the playoff games?
I was gonna say, like, I've interviewed Ronnie Dunn, I've interviewed Charlie Daniels, I've interviewed Luke Bryan.
Okay, now we're moving up. Yeah,
now you're moving up the scale.
You've got quite the portfolio, Brooks.
I met John Hamm back in the day.
Yeah, but he's a Blues fan, so screw him.
He's in the new commercial with the girl's name, and she introduces him as Tom Hamm.
Yes, that's a funny commercial.
I just saw that. Yes, Flo.
It's pretty good.
The new Flo commercial.
That's
yeah,
right.
Flo.
That's
it's
right.
Flo. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So, how long have you been writing for NashvillePredators.com, doing the POP? How long have you been with the Preds?
I just finished my eighth season.
Season.
It was 4 of the POP.
4 with the POP, and that is all coming to an end today? Is today your last day, or?
Officially through next week, but we're kind of taking a little bit of time off for the Memorial Day holiday. So, yeah, like yesterday was my last day in the office. I'm actually in the car right now with my fiance. We're headed up to Michigan for a few days to enjoy some time off. But yeah, yesterday was kind of the final hurrah as far as I'm concerned.
Has it sunk in yet?
So everything leading up to it, like when I did the podcast for the last time, whenever all day yesterday, when I posted the story, when I posted the podcast, didn't really sink in. The moment that it hit me was when we were cleaning out my desk at the end of the day yesterday, and I was wheeling stuff out to my car, and I looked at my desk, and it was completely empty. That was when it hit me.
Yeah.
So that was the moment for me, and I wheeled my last load out to my car, and then I actually came back in and went sat in my seat in the press box and took a few moments for myself, and I didn't realize that was what I needed until I was in the moment, but that was... It definitely hit me yesterday. So, and then it's gonna hit me again, I guess, when it's October and I'm not there on a regular basis, I suppose.
Yeah. So, give us a couple of stories. I mean, on the way out. I mean, you went through the whole. I mean, you spent time in the air quotes bubble, right?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of take us through. We all, you know, remember the journey to the Stanley Cup final. So maybe a couple memories. Behind the scenes. Peel back the curtain, Brooks.
sure. Well, anytime you get asked what a favorite memory is, I think the run of the finals is such an easy memory to mention. But for me, I think one of the coolest things we ever did was we were in Vancouver for the draft in 2019, and we did some hometown visits. So I got to hang out with Matt Irwin on Vancouver Island for the day, and he rode us around in his car with his wife and his son and for 6 or 7 hours at his house. That same trip, we rode on Ryan Johansson's pontoon with Colton Sissons for a video feature. That was one of the cooler things I've ever done. Seeing Pekka win the Vezina in Vegas in person and then being able to interview him in the moment and then get a picture with him. I've always been so grateful that I got a picture with him in that moment. she'll probably kill me for saying this, but my mom, I got to tell you guys this story. I think this is a good story. So my first season, and I'm from Pittsburgh originally, right? So my first season, it was my first road trip ever, was St. Louis, Colorado, Pittsburgh. So we do St. Louis, Colorado. We get to Pittsburgh. We get to the hotel in Pittsburgh. My mom and stepdad are coming down for dinner. They come up to hang out in the room for a minute. So we get on the elevator to go back down to the lobby, and Mike Fisher's on the elevator. And I think you guys have met my mom, but she's very proud.
I've met your mom many times.
She wears her heart on her sleeve.
She's very shy. She's very shy, Brooks.
Very shy. You'd never know that I was her son. So we get on the elevator, and Mike Fisher's on the elevator, and I'm instantly she's like, "Oh, hi, I'm Brooks' mom, blah, 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 blah." And I'm just and Fish couldn't be nicer. But so she's all excited to see him, and we're, you know, talking on the way down. And so we get down to the lobby, and Mike is meeting Matt Cullen and James Neal and Carter Hutton for dinner. They're all going to dinner. And so we stop and talk, and James Neal is my mom's favorite player of all time, and she's super excited to see everyone. But at the time, Pekka was injured, and so Carter Hutton was the starter at the time. And she didn't realize that it was Carter. And so she's telling the guys, you know, we love watching the team, and we're becoming big fans and whatever. And then she goes, and we just can't wait for Pekka to come back from injury.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
yes. And James Neal goes, yeah, Hutz, we just can't wait for Pekka to get back. So what does Carter Hutton do the next day? Proceed to shut out the Penguins 4-0. So I would like to think that my mom gave him enough motivation to
lit
see,
a fire.
You know what?
She lit a fire.
I'm not... She did. She totally did. And he shut him out, and the rest is history.
Wow. Look at that. That's a good story. That's a good, by the way, Craig. Yeah,
that's always been one of my favorite stories. And now they live here, and they have season tickets. And I can't tell you how many people this season either stopped me in person or tweeted at me and said, "Hey, we met your mom."
Not surprised. The first time I met her was in the pro shop. She came, literally in the pro shop. Shopping, and they were shopping, and I think we stood there and talked for, I'm sure, at least 20 minutes, at least.
that sounds about right.
Craig on our text line says he had a beer with John Daly at a Jimmy Buffett concert. Willie, we actually have a story about John Daly. We'll get to a little bit later. We actually can add John Daly to our list as well. Want you to weigh in on just this season as a whole. You know, what you thought overall of this season, now that it's in the books, how did you feel when you, now that you've had time to think about it, there's been the end of the year presser, like, what did you make of this season?
Well, I think I said this on the podcast, but I think it was so much more entertaining than any of us thought it probably was going to be. So I was grateful from that perspective, because I think, you know, a lot of the prognosticators were not picking the Preds to do much of anything this season. And, I wasn't going into it thinking that this would be my last season or anything. I didn't know that. But you want to make the playoffs every year, and you never want to have a bad year. And it was so fun. And now the way that things have ended up for me personally, it was so amazing for me to get to cover the different things that I did was, the season that Roman had, and with Duchesne and Forsberg each scoring 40 goals, and Tanner Janot and UC Saros, and, you know, Ryan Johansson having to bounce back, and that was all incredibly entertaining and exciting and worthwhile for me to cover, to be able to do that when what ended up being my last run. And, you know, it's unfortunate how things ended up in the playoffs. But it was, for me, I look back, and I asked this to Roman too when they were finishing things up for the year, but I was like, you know what, will you remember? And he just mentioned how tight this group was, and you guys heard that, but a lot of the players in this season, you know, it's to a different degree, every team is tight, but this team really was a good group, and they were all really good to each other, and you know, it was just a fun group to be around, and to have been traveling again this season, and to just have had a little bit more normalcy in a lot of different ways. It was a really fun season from that perspective. And like you said, Darren, I mean, from being in the bubble in Edmonton and then kind of being in a bubble all season, two seasons ago, and it was just nice to return to normalcy in a lot of ways and be able to talk to the guys again and to continue what I loved to do for 8 seasons, which was tell their stories. That was really fun for me. So it's always tough when you don't win the last game of the year, but you know, selfishly for me, I just couldn't have been happier with the things that I got to experience this season. And with Pekka and the outdoor game too, I mean, that was, I think, a weekend that none of us will ever forget, but that was definitely a highlight for sure to be able to cover Pekka's retirement ceremony.
That was very special. Brooks, before we let you go, can you tell people what you're moving on to? I know you got a great opportunity.
Yes. So, and as I've been telling people over the last couple of weeks, they're kind of like, oh, of course you are. It makes sense. So I'm actually rejoining forces with our good friend Thomas Willis. He works as the digital director with the Educational Media Foundation, which oversees K-Love and Air One Radio. So I will be joining his team. I'm going to be on the website and digital content side of things for klove.com, actually. So Thomas and I had joked that when he left a year ago, we were kind of like, you never know, we might end up together again. And now we've been laughing that we literally couldn't even make it a year without each other. So
will there be a podcast? That's going to be the question, Brooks. Will there be a new podcast with you and Thomas?
Many people have brought up, will you do a Preds unofficial podcast and say whatever?
A PUP.
The PUP. Yes, I don't know if that's in the cards, but you know, never say never with the two of us. But I'm excited for the opportunity, but it's really bittersweet for sure. And I hope I was able to convey that in my story on the website. Shameless plug, but if you have a moment, I'd love if you give it a read. And you know, just I just couldn't be more thankful for the last 8 seasons and, you know, what the fans mean to me and all the interactions I've had over the years. And everybody who's ever read an article or listened to a podcast, it still blows my mind that people were interested in what I had to say. And I just can't thank everyone enough for the last 8 years. I'll never forget it, and I look forward to being on the other side and being in the crowd at some point next season too.
Awesome. Brooks, thanks again for doing this. Enjoy your time in Michigan. Job well done, and thanks, and best of luck, of course, with the new venture, and thanks for, you know, all those visits, especially on the road, you know, late night, getting the pregame started, so I enjoyed that over the years, for sure, so thanks again for everything, and don't lose our numbers, and we'll talk to you down the road.
100%, and thank you guys, Darren and Willie, it's been awesome. I've loved working with you both, and, you know, just a pleasure to do everything on 102.5, So thank you guys, and for sure, I'll be around. I look forward to seeing you again sometime soon.
Sounds good.
You got
it,
Brooks.
That is Brooks Bratton on his way to Michigan. It's over. It's it. It is over. 8 seasons with the Nashville Predators. Did a really good job. I know a lot of you have listened to the POP Predators official podcast on these airwaves the last 4 years and have read Brooks' work on NashvillePredators.com. And so just wanted to bring him on and say goodbye and telling him thanks for everything, and You know, he started talking. The more he started talking, he started coming up with some names. And
he's got some names.
Luke Bryan's not a bad one to throw out. We didn't even bring up our cold night at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh watching U2. You know, that was a very
we didn't get to meet U2, but remember who drove us to the concert? Brooks's dad.
Brooks's dad. He did. He did drive us to the show.
That came in handy.
It did. All right. More people are weighing in on our text line. Most famous person you ever met. Who was it? Like I said, Willie and I have a John Daly story. Craig brought that up on our text line. I'm sure Willie remembers that.
Yeah. There was some words you can't use on the air that he used.
Yes. Yes.
We'll but it was back. Quite. It was quite the interview.
You just made the list coming up at high noon. More coming here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, 106.3. Back here on the DDC, our show is presented by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, a York-certified comfort expert company. Schedule now at springhillac.com. If it's not working, give them a call like I did. They fixed it just like that. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here with you. Brian Penny Collins, you talking about a guy who can name drop? We'll ask him the most famous person he's ever met. Boy, he's going to win. I'm just telling you. The man has rubbed elbows with a lot of big names. Just spoke with Hal Gill during the break. He is still celebrating the 2009 Cup victory. So he just poured some champagne on his face in the pool. So just wanted to pass that along. Skillsy, have a great day. Great job winning the 2009 Stanley Cup.
Does he have a nominee? He didn't even weigh in on... Who's his top guy or girl?
He's still celebrating.
That he's met. So he's too busy celebrating to still participate in the show's question of the day.
So congratulations, Skillsy, for winning the cup 13 years ago.
We have an entry from one Nick Barnowski from the Predators communication staff. Magic Johnson.
That's a good one. Wow.
And Novak Djokovic.
The one on HBO or the real Magic Johnson? The one in the doc? Or
not the one in the doc. Not the actor.
Okay.
The real deal.
The real deal.
Yeah. And he has met the great one. Of course, in the hockey circles, you know, Wayne Gretzky is accessible, which is great for him. So a lot of hockey people will have run into, like myself. But Novak Djokovic, that's a tough get.
That's a good one. You want to tell the John Daly story?
Well, we did a... It was a promotional golf tournament, charity golf tournament that had a lot of celebrities, and it was right outside the arena. If I remember correctly, Darren, it was in that courtyard.
No.
No?
No. This was around CMA Fest. Remember, we were doing a show downtown.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking where it was. We were right outside in that courtyard downtown next to the arena is where the show was situated.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I guess you're right. It was CMA Fest, but I thought they had been playing golf all day.
They had.
In a charity thing. Okay.
They had. And it was like him. It was like, what, Steve Berline, Jim Kelly.
Yeah, we had some great guests, but they had been clearly.
They were sauced.
They were sauced.
They had been celebrating Skillsy's 2009 Stanley Cup championship earlier as well before. Then they went and played golf, and then they came and talked with us.
Yep.
And that's how
it made for some great radio.
Oh, man.
I mean, Jim Kelly was awesome. Steve Berline was awesome. And then we had John Daly, who he just went ahead and just decided he was on HBO.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was great, except for we had to do some serious bleeping.
We had to do some major dumping, as Pete Weber would say. We had a soft dump. We had a hard dump. I mean, there was a lot of dumping, the words that he was using on the air.
Whew.
Yeah.
But it was passionate. He brought the passion.
He brought the passion.
You know, honestly, he was pouring his heart out.
Yeah.
Talking about the issues he had had, you know, the critics and how he was coping with it. We didn't have to really, we weren't exactly Jim Gray with the questions. We didn't go in thinking we were going to have this hard-hitting interview. We just sort of teed him up and he took it there.
He took it there. But it was scary because he was just, you know, he thought we were doing... a podcast, actually, where you can say whatever you want.
Okay.
Nate says, Dierks Bentley before a concert in Chattanooga. He was opening up for Miranda Lambert at the Lookout Stadium. Wow. By the way, speaking of that, at the Nashville SC game when we were all gathering in the concourse during the rain delay, I walked, literally, we walked right by Dierks Bentley. Just walking through the concourse. Same deal. At the Nashville SC game this past Saturday. Speaking of that. Adam in Portland on our text line. How about this one? Now, this is a name drop. Sir Paul McCartney?
Very nice. That's top level.
He said his grandmother was actually a McCartney, so he's kin to him, I guess, down the line somewhere. Wow.
Impressive.
That's a name drop.
Impressive.
I don't have that one to the resume.
No.
Don't have Sir Paul McCartney. Here's one that I expected Brooks to name drop because they're so prevalent in the arena. Sonny on our text line says he met Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman when he used to work at the zoo. He said he was talking to them about their lemurs.
Okay.
That's a cool story.
It's top level.
I wonder how they were. I bet they seem like a really nice couple. I've never met them. Never met them. You?
I don't think I've met them.
Well, I think you would remember if you have.
I don't think I did.
Oh, here's a good one. Craig on our text line says, Carrie Underwood, Kurt Angle. I've met Kurt Angle. I think you have too. I think you were in that setting. We have met Kurt Angle. We've interviewed Kurt Angle. And Chris Sanders. Wow, Craig has met. Woo. I've met Chris Sanders too. In fact, he was at my wedding. So, yeah, I've met him. That's a good one. Haven't met Carrie, though.
I have had the pleasure.
Well, there you go.
Briefly,
that's one you should be name dropping.
Well, the Mike Fisher connection is obvious there. Just the, you know.
That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
She's
that's the thing about the country stars here, and everybody says this, but it's so normal to cross paths with country stars. You don't get starstruck as much. And they're the same way. They're like, oh yeah, how you doing? You know,
if you remember, we did a charity event at a place in Green Hills, and it was a baseball charity event, and it was like Buster Olney. Help me with this. Chuck Merriweather, Tim Corbin. Help me.
Yep. David Price. R.A.
Dickey. Okay. I was going to say David Price, but I wasn't positive. David Price, R.A. Dickey. It was a really cool night. If you remember, before we left, one of the owners of the place came over and said, go walk into the bar.
Yes, I remember this.
Do you remember who was in the bar
sitting
in there?
Just
having a drink?
Robert Plant. We didn't get to meet him.
We didn't meet him, though. We thought about it. That was one of those weird things, like, you know, it's like, what do you go up and say? You know, we thought, like, do we go up and say, like, but I don't know what, you know.
Do you like baseball?
Hey, man, you want to meet David
Price?
Yeah. We couldn't come up with a good starter conversation.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Buster Olney?
Who's your favorite umpire? Is it Chuck Merriweather? He's right here.
Robert, meet Chuck. Yeah, we did, but we did see him. I mean, just sitting there having a drink at the bar.
Yep.
But we didn't go up and
that's
say
when
hi.
That's around the time, I think, if I've got my time.
No,
like,
it is. I know where you're going.
He did the album with Alison Krauss, which
well, they
was
were
a great
doing
album.
That. What was the show? They would get together, musicians would get together, and there was a show about that, and they had done that.
Oh yeah, and they were a great duo. Just a
show. Oh yeah.
It's kind of like a fusion of two completely different musicians, but it worked really, really well. It was a great album.
Yep. So just tell us on our text line, who's the most famous person that you've met? Really good entries right now. I would say Adam in Portland. That's pretty good. That's gonna be hard to beat. Sir Paul McCartney. That's gonna be a tough one.
He might be the leader in the clubhouse now.
The bar has been set high.
More known worldwide than Michael Jordan, I would say. Gotta go with Sir Paul. Just extra generations involved.
I would say he's up. He's way up. I mean, Michael Jordan is way, way up there, but he may be a little bit higher elevation. I think so, right? When you get down to it.
Yep.
We'll see if Brian Penny Collins a little bit later can top some of our names. 615-737-1025. Right now I'm going to talk to you about Cool Springs MD. I enjoy talking about them because they've helped me become healthier and happier. And I hope you want that. I know a lot of you have. A lot of you have been there, and they've improved your quality of life like they've improved mine. And they can help you, whether it's weight loss management. They can help you shed a couple pounds. Now, by the way, the pools are opening this weekend, so maybe you would like to do that. Well, they've got programs and products and people that can get you headed in the right direction and get you ready for the pool. Or maybe you're going to the beach here soon. Rejuvenation, your appearance is important, but, man, it's challenging as we get older. They can, their experienced staff can discuss PRP, hair removal, Botox, and finally, hormone therapy. Can sit down and discuss BHRT, testosterone, estrogen, because maybe you've been feeling off. You haven't felt yourself. Well, they can help you and tell you why that's happening, why you don't have the same drive, why you don't have the same energy, or why maybe you've been experiencing mood swings. They do. These are just some of the things they do. It's a state-of-the-art facility in Cool Springs at 1642 Westgate Circle. If you want to learn everything about them, just go to coolspringsmd.com. Or you can always pick up the phone and schedule an appointment or a consultation by dialing this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. We've met David Price. Back here on the DDC. Don't forget, you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook every day. Our video streaming is brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. You just made the list coming up at high noon. Brian Penny Collins in about 10 minutes or so. We'll talk with him. He's got a really cool charity basketball event, which, by the way, he can maybe name drop a little bit on some big names that'll be there in attendance. Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. Andrew from Dover, Tennessee, on our text line says he met Mike Wolf from the show American Pickers on an elevator in Nashville. Also met Hank Williams Jr. a few times in Dover. I'd like to meet Mike Wolf. He seems like a cool dude. I like that show, American Pickers. You ever watch that?
I have not.
You've never watched it?
No. I know. Wow. I know about it. I just have not.
The suit has weighed in and said the show was called Crossroads on CMT, and that is correct.
Yep.
Chris Sanders on our text line has weighed in and said he met Gary Coleman. He loves. You know, Derek likes to use Dennis Rodman references. Chris Sanders, if you've ever talked to him or listened to him on with us, he loves to use Gary Coleman references. May rest in peace. Also, he met Conway Twitty. He likes to use that one as well. And I don't believe Chris Sanders has met them. I think he just likes to name drop.
You never know.
You're right. That's very true. I did an event in Bristol, and I met, if you remember – do you remember the show Orange County Choppers? Remember when it was huge?
Yes.
That show
I remember
was
the
big.
Show.
Well, if you remember, they came in and they were doing an event. I think they were building a bike in our city. And this was one of our this is our previous stop. And Mike Tuttle went on the morning show and had a disastrous interview. I mean, a disaster. And they were just giving it to him. I mean, after the interview, like, they were just like, you know, basically he was asleep or hungover or whatever. And if you remember, it created a firestorm, and I guess it got all the way back to them. And Dad, who, if you've ever watched the show Orange County Choppers, he apparently laid into him because I guess he did another interview on the station, and it was with us. Kind of a makeup, like, you know, we were later in the day. Maybe it's not good for Mikey to be on in the mornings. But, yeah, it created quite the firestorm because they were just crushing him on our show, on our morning show, if you remember, because of how bad the interview was. Kind of like, remember when Kevin Durant came on our morning show back many, 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 many years ago on this station?
Yeah, that didn't go well.
He was horrible. It was the same type of deal. Well, I did an event in Bristol, and Mikey Tuttle was there, and we were staying in the same hotel, and we got in the elevator together. We had we talked for a bit. He was an interesting cat, so I don't know if that counts. Yeah, it counts. It's a big show at one point, for sure. Absolutely for sure. Did you think any more about it? Did you have any more thoughts? Any more big names come to mind?
Well, I can't. Michael Jordan is my guy. So
that's
I.
Your guy. That's, well, you're not. Yeah, you're
I can't
not gonna
top
be
that.
Able to, you can't. You can't.
So at this point, you got to come stronger, or you know, we can say, well, I bet someone. If you can't come to the table with Paul McCartney at this point, you lose. You got to bring it strong.
I got Steven Tyler. I think that's about it. That's as close as I can get.
Steven Tyler's no shame in that.
No, but I work concert security for him at Cannery Ballroom one night, so got to hang out with him for a little bit.
Really?
That's pretty strong.
Cool dude. I used to work as a security guard at Cannery Ballroom and Ascend Amphitheater.
That's not quite Paul McCartney, but that's A list.
During his peak. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Was a big deal. My mom was definitely thrilled when I told her about it later that night.
And you said he was cool.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. I walked him from the part of the group that walked him from like the back part of the stage to the stage, or the green room to the stage. So cool dude. And he just hung out there in the back or the green room the entire night. It's for another show. Like, he was a surprise guest at a Cadillac 3 concert. So he was kind of just hanging out backstage before jamming out.
Willie, you will remember this, I think. On our text line, Kevin weighs in and said, Chris Henderson from Three Doors Down. Do you remember we interviewed him as well? We had him on the show. We did. Sammy Kershaw and Lori Morgan, he said he did pest control. So I guess he was probably at their house.
Okay.
Were they Three Doors Down? See what I did there?
Yeah,
but yeah,
nice.
No, if you remember, one in all seriousness, the interview that did, you know, sometimes we used to, you know, you go off the sports reservation. You remember when we had Chris Cornell on?
I do.
He was awesome. That was a great interview. If you just think about off the beaten path, right?
Yep. There was a series of musical guests we got to through some promotion.
Yep.
They wanted to branch out marketing-wise for some reason, and they were doing sports talk shows. We had some good ones. He was the best.
No doubt about it. A lot of people are weighing in that it was CMT Crossroads. Yep. Tom in Nashville says Robert Plant worked with him while he was in New York City. He's a huge tennis fan and a nice guy. Huh. I didn't know that. Did not know that. Florida right now leading Arkansas 7-2 in the seventh inning. Looks like Arkansas right now in trouble.
Florida's mashing
this
right
is
now.
This is an elimination game.
And they're actually putting up there, like the tail of the tape, the resumes, pretty interesting contrast.
Yeah.
You can argue
yeah.
that Florida's had more success in some departments than Arkansas.
Some
so
categories.
We'll see where both of these teams end up getting seated as a result. So lots of games going on around the country. Notre Dame leads Virginia 2-0 in the ACC tournament. Lindsay Riley, by the way, over there doing the television
work.
Coverage.
Yeah, doing the work.
Putting in a lot of time at the yard for just like the SEC tournament, ACC, same way. You got games all day, every day throughout the week. As we mentioned before, Lipscomb trying to stay alive against Kennesaw State later today in the A-Sun. Belmont is in the winner's bracket of their tournament in the OVC, so they'll be playing later on this afternoon against Tennessee Tech. And up in the Big Ten, their tournament's going on. I'm trying to give other pertinent scores that you might want to keep an eye on. Next week, you're going to have a lot of these teams in the bracket, and they might be playing Tennessee or Vanderbilt or somebody like that that you follow. So it's interesting. In the Big Ten, Iowa beat Purdue in the first game today. That's a loser's bracket game. They have two halves of the draw. They're playing in Omaha. They're playing where the College World Series is played in that tournament.
Let's go to Tom real quick. He says he's got everybody beat.
Oh.
On our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Tom, who'd you meet?
Hey, I've got the trifecta of name droppers.
Okay.
I came from a I came from a little town in southern Illinois called Benton. And Benton is where George Harrison's sister of the Beatles lived. And he came to our town when I was about 7 or 8 years old. Secondly, one of my best friends that went to school was the actor John Malkovich. And thirdly, the number one draft pick in the NBA in 1973 was Doug Collins, who lived in my hometown, and he and his little brother were good friends of mine.
So you met all them. You've met all those.
Oh yeah.
So we've got two of the four Beatles covered on the show. It's pretty strong.
That's impressive. Tom's story all coming from Benton, Illinois. I wouldn't have thought
that's right.
Thank you for the phone call, Tom. Really appreciate it. That one's going to be hard to beat. That's good. That's very good. All right, let's come back with Brian Penny Collins and tell you about a really cool event he's got coming up next month. But, Willie, right now you've got a word about Loan Pronto.
All right, let's talk Loan Pronto. Remember, Loan Pronto has the formula that can help you financially. If you've been trying to figure out what you want to do with some debt that you might have accrued over time, whether it's credit card bills or some other high interest debt, talk to Loan Pronto because they can help you out with their debt consolidation refi. It's a great plan because what it's going to do is decrease those monthly payments you have that have accrued a lot of interest, and they can do it by taking equity in your home and using it to your advantage. Here's the deal. Your home's value is way up. Inflation has been great for your home, so you can refinance your mortgage now, take money out to pay off all your credit card bills, eliminate PMI charges, pay off personal loans, or any other high interest debt that might be out there for you. Lots of examples. They're helping people every day. So why pay 20% interest when you can consolidate it into one low payment with a mortgage APR in the threes? The Loan Pronto debt consolidation fast and easy refi is amazing. Homeowners do it, and they save an average of $800 a month. So you can do this as well. So if you haven't explored this before, call Loan Pronto right now, 615-499-5780. That's 615-499-5780, or go to loanpronto.com. and set your financial course in a different direction and a positive one. 615-499-5780. Equal housing lender, NMLS, 166-1781, subject to lender approval.
Back here on the DDC on this Friday, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here with you. Let's bring in our man, Brian Penny Collins, Tennessee State men's basketball coach. Cool event coming up next month at the Gentry Center. Penny, what's up?
What's up, D-Mac? How you doing, brother?
Well, we're having a little fun today talking about famous people that we've met in our lifetime. And I know you have rubbed elbows with some pretty big names. You know, who would be the biggest name that would come to mind over
the years?
Most
famous person I ever met, I would have to say I met the late, great David Stern, NBA commissioner.
Really? Nice. How did that conversation go?
Man, you know, funny. That's a good question. He introduced myself to him. Tennessee State's basketball team that won 3 straight national championships. They got inducted to the National Basketball Hall of Fame 2 years ago, right before COVID. And I introduced myself to him, walked up and shook his hand, and I realized as I was shaking his hand, every NBA player that's ever got drafted shook his hand. So I was kind of like in awe just that I was shaking his hand, right?
Wow, nice reference. That's good.
And then told him that I was the head coach of Tennessee State, and he said, "Are you sure this is what you want to do, coach, for a living?"
Really?
That's the first thing David Stern said, and I said, "Yes, sir." I'm like this. I've been coaching for 10+ years. I'm sure. He's like, "It's a tough business, man, but I'm going to be following the Tennessee State Tigers this year." And I never forget him saying that. And obviously, that was the. He passed away not too long after that, but it was really cool to meet David Stern in that setting of a room full of NBA legends.
Wow, what an interesting thing to say to you right out of the gates. Are you sure young man, you want to do this? You want to be a coach? Really?
That's exactly what he said, man. Yeah. And it was a cool night. I got a chance to meet Chris Webber that night, Jerry West, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It was a really, really, really cool night.
Now, as you know, and I don't know if you have HBO, and I don't know if you've been watching this, the Lakers dynasty.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, Jerry West is not happy, as you can, and he is not portrayed very well in that doc, whatever you want to call it. It's not really a doc. I don't know what they're calling it, but that show, I call it a show. I kind of gave up on it. It just seemed a little silly to me, but I wanted a real documentary on that Lakers dynasty, but Jerry West is not portrayed well at all. In fact, he is quite angry about it. What was your encounter with Jerry West?
Oh, super cool guy, very calm and collected. He played on the same team with Dick Skull Barnett, who's a Tennessee State graduate. They won a championship together, and he actually was on stage and presented Dr. Barnett with the Hall of Fame award of the induction. So he just told me about stories of their days back in the time when they played together, and he was just a real cool dude. You could see why he's a well-liked person amongst NBA players. I mean, I absolutely loved him. I only talked to him for about, 5 minutes, but he was really, really cool. Took a picture. Asked to take a picture with him. He's like, yeah. He, when people say, let's make sure we get a good one. Do you like that picture? You want to take one more? Like, he was that type of person.
Oh,
and
wow.
Really enjoy. I mean, just really, really, really enjoy. It was a really good moment.
Good stuff. Brian Penny Collins is with us, head coach, Tennessee State. And so, Penny, tell us about the event you've got cooking here. We're about a month away, but it sounds like it's going to be really exciting.
It is, man. We're having a celebrity weekend. It's called the Deserve to Win Celebrity Weekend, and it's going to be a fun weekend. We've got a lot of events planned, but the one event that we really want the public to come out to is our celebrity game on June 25th. Right here in Gentry Center on TSU's campus. We're really excited about it. Got some big-time people that were, convincing to come, and it's going to be a big-time day.
Man, that's great. So we're going to talk more about this as the event comes, but I know you want people to get involved here. Tell people how you put this. We've been name-dropping all day, but I know you're wanting to put together a fun list of celebrities.
Yeah, oh. It's funny because literally we were just sitting in our office one day and we talked about how we can continue to push forward our program and our culture, and the celebrity game was something that just kind of was tossed around, and we said, let's do it. So the process kind of just started from there. We've taken the new age approach. The one thing great about social media is that you can personally DM or send a message to celebrities, and it's up to them whether they respond or not. And our coaching staff, I bet we've sent out probably 200 invites to celebrities all over the world. All over the United States. And it's been really cool to see. Most of them don't respond, obviously, because, they probably got 50,000 messages. They'll probably never even see this message. But it's been really cool to see the 10 to 15 stars that have responded. A lot of them are saying maybe. Some of them are saying yes. Some of them are saying, let me check my schedule. But just the fact that people are even replying to us has been mind-blowing. Speaking to tie this thing back up, you talked about the show Winning Time, right?
Right.
I'm a big fan of the show. I like it for entertainment purposes. I know some of it's not true, but I think it's a good show to watch. But I was so intrigued by the show that I invited like a lot of their cast members. The guy that played Magic.
Really?
Man, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Those guys actually look like they could play some hoops.
Yeah,
I know there's actually some real basketball. Isn't there a former Vanderbilt player that's one of the secondary guys that plays on the team?
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
Shelby Moats.
Yep. And actually, the guy that plays Kareem, his name is Solomon Hughes. He played at University of Cal back in the early 2000s. And I sent him a DM. He responded so fast. This is a great event. I love Nashville. I'm going to check my schedule and get back with you, Coach. And he's been so great and so responsive.
Really?
So there is a chance that we may see the actor, Solomon Hughes, who plays Kareem at the Celebrity Game June 25th. It's not confirmed, but we are in constant communication.
Oh, this is great. What a great idea. That would be awesome to get a few of those guys out there, because you can see how tall are they actually and can they actually really play. It's interesting because I've enjoyed, like you, I'm entertained by the show. I do kind of wonder sometimes, okay, I got to go back and look and research what's actually true, what actually happened, and what is being fudged a little bit there. But it's an entertaining show for sure. That must have been a blast. Can you imagine Penny being a part of that crew and just getting ready to hoop, you know, on set and just play pickup games and, you know, reenact games and stuff like that? It would be a blast.
I know it's fun. And they're doing it in Laker jerseys with afros and, you know, yeah. it, crowd. And you're playing against a Dr. J lookalike. I mean, that's, you know, Larry Bird lookalike. I mean, that's got to be fun, man. So I bet that's probably some of the most fun filming they probably ever going to do in their career.
Okay, we got to, we're up against time, so we got to wrap this up. But can you give us, like, a mozzarella stick or a chicken, you know, chicken wing or something? Do you have one name? Like a couple chips, hot chips with some salsa?
I'll tell you what I decided to do. I decided I wasn't going to announce no names, but I am going to give y'all a group of people who are going to be at the game, okay? That way you give the fans, people, something to get excited about. So we got, like I said, you know, we're going after actors and entertainers and former NBA players and current NBA players and NFL players. We're going after them all. But I'm going to give y'all, we have four committed NFL people with ties. So I'll give that to y'all today at least for sure. Well, we're going to announce next week our rosters and who's playing in the game. But Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, who's a former TSU player, played for the Giants, he's going to be playing. Jacob Phillips from the Cleveland Browns is going to be here. Pig Simmons, or Latavius Simmons, who was drafted by Chicago Bears, plays for the Bears currently. TSU graduate, he's going to play in the game. And a Super Bowl champion, Bryson Hopkins from the L.A. Rams, is going to play in the game.
Wow.
And,
all right.
And that's just a snippet. We got some other Super Bowl champions and other NBA all-stars that are going to be playing in the game, but I at least wanted to give y'all that today.
Can Eddie George hoop?
Eddie George probably can't. I haven't seen Eddie take a jump shot yet. You know, I see him in the weight room. I literally seen him rearrange the entire weight room one day.
Penny, we'll continue to by the way, you can purchase tickets in person. You can get – how can people get tickets if they want to get involved?
Yeah, so currently it's in person only Monday through Thursday, and you definitely can purchase the day of. We got 10,000 arenas, so I'm not worried about selling out. I think it's going to be a great crowd. But you can purchase in person. They're only $10, and if we got a limited number of courtside seats that we're selling for $100. So it's going to be a great event, something national fans definitely won't want to miss.
Okay, we'll continue. Look, we'll talk to you again because we're about a month out from that. We'll have you on a couple more times to when you can divulge some more info. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to end with this. I don't want to get you in trouble, so I don't want to talk about it. I just want to let you know, go check Twitter. Like, because you're on the show, like, a kid is reaching out who plays basketball in Fort Myers, Florida, who wants to, like, talk to you about your program. So I don't even know if that's gets the people in trouble. Like, I don't even want to talk about it, but just go check Twitter, okay? I'm just telling you to do that. Penny, thanks for doing this.
Will do. We appreciate y'all as always.
That's not even a joke. I got like this guy is like, hey, Coach Penny, I play in Florida. Hey, here you go. Here's how you can get in touch with me. I love your school. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's good. All right. Good stuff from him. We'll come back. You just made the list to begin the third hour. That's next.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.